Hello.
Hi. Tell us about the Sorento that you had.
Yeah, the Kia Sorento was the larger of their SUVs. They also make the smaller Sportage. And this is the first time I'd driven a Sorento in a couple of years. It's a brand new design, and I really like this thing. Kia, of course, the last few years have been designed by a guy that they hired away from Audi. And he actually designed my personal car, which I love, and I can see the influences in there. It's an attractive vehicle. The interior is beautifully laid out. Mm-hmm. Everything is where it should be. The buttons are big enough to use, with minimal glancing. The only thing I really didn't like about the interior was the fact that you can't use the LCD screen with your gloves on, and that and this is not just a Kia thing. I've noticed it in more and more vehicles. Right. The radio presets now, they scroll kind of like you do with your iPhone or your iPad, you know, instead of just having up and down buttons, although it has that as well. And I find that that's problematic in that, well, A, in the Kia, it doesn't work without your gloves, and B, when you're scrolling, it's taking your attention off the road, and half the time when you scroll something, instead of scrolling, it just hits another radio preset that you don't like. Right. Now, this is hardly a deal breaker, and you can use the controls on the steering wheel, so it's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
But anyway, I really like the vehicle. It was the V6 version, all-wheel drive, 3.3-liter V6 with 290 horsepower.
Nice.
Which doesn't sound like a lot in a day of, you know, we talked a while back about the Infiniti and it was over 300,
right.
But they don't feel that much different. I mean, there's horsepower and their horsepower and torque's actually more important anyway. But anyway, let it be said that there is no shortage of oomph in this vehicle.
Right.
And talk about fully loaded. It had everything. It had a beautiful panoramic sunroof that was it was so big. I sat in the third row of this thing. Actually, I took it from a trip from Red Deer down to Calgary, which is about an hour and a little bit. Well, an hour and a half. My wife was driving.
Right.
And this has to be one of the most comfortable third row seats that I have sat in.
Really?
I didn't complain the whole way. Yeah.
Wow.
It was. I mean, there's not a lot of knee room. I mean, I'm not a tall guy. But I had enough room in there. And now, unlike some, it only is configured for two people to sit back there. But that is actually a plus because it means there's a little more room back there.
Right.
Getting in and out is not bad. They're never great for these vehicles. But I found the whole thing be very, very nice. Lots of connection and charging points. The doors have these built-in rocker panels things so that when you open the door, all the slush and everything stays on the door instead of getting your pants dirty when you get out.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, even nice little touches like little lights on the front outside door handles that light up when you approach the vehicle just so you can see where the door handles are instead of actually looking. This is for when you want to drive with your eyes shut, I guess. The Bluetooth pairing was child's play.
Right.
And with everything on this, even side window blinds, it came in at a grand total of $46,695.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, you know, the whole time I thought it, you know, I was thinking, what would I compare this with? And sure, it goes up against the Toyota Highlander and the vehicles like that. But I was thinking Acura MDX, because this feels like a solid luxury vehicle like the MDX does,
yeah.
But it's cheaper and I liked it better.
Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher. You'll find written reports at live88.5.com and then click on startup. Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.